You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
There's been a lot of news lately about video conferencing or video chatting applications. And while these applications have literally gone viral and gained millions of new users within like a month because of the COVID-related lockdowns, there's also been a lot of questions about privacy. And one app in particular that has been called up for privacy concerns is Zoom. Now, Zoom's stock market prices, their user numbers, everything has gone up by huge, huge numbers. But it turns out that they're sharing data with Facebook, their public conferences can be interrupted very easily, and there are many other concerns. But one of the reasons why this happened with Zoom is because the application was designed to be used for work. But we also started using it for regular chats, you know, just general social media-like activities as well. And even though Zoom has apologized and said that they will work on this and they will fix this, it actually poses an important question. What video chat app should I use for my purposes? And I figured we could spend the next few minutes just discussing that. So the use cases for video conferencing or video chatting applications are basically two broad use cases, right? There's work and there's regular social media-like activities. For work, what you need is an app that can work on both desktop and mobile. You also need the app to plug into your company infrastructure, to work with your firewalls, to work in conference rooms, things like that. Plus, you need to make sure that the app does not necessarily require for a software to be downloaded. And that is where apps like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, these come in. They are designed for work conferences, so they fit all these purposes. In addition, if for example, let's say you're talking to a customer or a journalist like me, who doesn't necessarily want to download an app just because I need to speak to you, or maybe I don't have the internet connectivity that I require for a video call at that time, these apps also allow you to dial in through a number. So the person can just call a phone number and get on the call. They, of course, won't have video, but then it can still be an audio-based conference. And most importantly, most of these apps, which are meant for work, allow a lot more users at a time. For example, on the free version of Zoom, you can have 100 people on the same video call at a time. That's something you won't get on a regular video chat application. On the other hand, when you are chatting with friends on a video chat app, it's more casual. You want to have fun, you want to maybe talk about your day, you want to maybe, you know, just gossip about things, learn about how things are going, and so on and so forth. For that, you have apps like Apple's FaceTime, you have WhatsApp, you have Google Duo. In fact, Google Duo is the one that is installed on most Android phones by default. And of course, WhatsApp is something that almost all of us use. Duo also happens to be sort of a Google version for Apple's FaceTime. And with these applications, things are more casual. So for example, on Apple's FaceTime, you can use Apple's augmented reality emojis, which the company calls Animojis or Memojis, to show up instead of your face. So instead of you talking to your friends, it'll be a monkey and it'll mimic your expressions. Now, this is not something you would want in, let's say, a work conference, right? Apple's FaceTime also allows 32 people to chat at the same time. That's the group video calling feature. And Google Duo allows 12. WhatsApp is more limited because WhatsApp's main idea is chat-based interaction. But WhatsApp also does allow 4 people to be on a group video call at a time. You can also use Facebook Messenger as well, but I'm assuming that will depend more on whether your friends use it, because WhatsApp is more ubiquitous and every iPhone user has FaceTime. Google Duo being installed by default on Android phones means that most people will have access to it. They're also much easier to use than things like Microsoft Teams and all. Not that, you know, Teams and all are rocket science, but yeah, the casual apps are just meant to be more like your regular, you know, phone applications where you just tap on a contact and things just happen. You're probably wondering why I'm not talking about House Party yet. That's another app that went viral and it's sort of the casual video chat equivalent for Zoom. Just like Zoom gained millions of users during these lockdowns, so did House Party. But the difference is that whereas Zoom has come out in public, apologized for the mishaps, I have not been very convinced with House Party's reactions to privacy concerns. Many users complained that the app is somehow hacking them, or at least facilitating it. While those questions have no proof, House Party really just only said no, everything is fine. And security experts have pointed out that their privacy policy hasn't been updated since before the European GDPR came into play. Now, that's not something that's very convincing as a user. Also, it turns out there are things in House Party's privacy policy, like the fact that the company will not delete your data. So even if you do send it a data deletion request, House Party's policy mentions that they still may retain some data in their records, which honestly is just not done, right? So basically, while House Party is nice, it allows a lot of people to interact at the same time, it has games built in, it has a chat-based interface as well. I am personally not a fan of the application, and a lot of my friends have actually also deleted the app after they downloaded it. Anywho, if you're looking for a chat application, the basic idea is to figure out what you will use it for. So even for work, if you're a small business and all you really need is maybe one-on-one interaction with employees, or at best maybe 3 or 4 people, 5 people at a time, then maybe you can just stick to things like WhatsApp. Zoom and all are meant for more advanced use cases where maybe you need to present while you're on a video conference. So you can share your screen, you can show everybody a PowerPoint presentation and things like that.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.